Chapter 37. Pause.
1. And Bezaleel made the ark of acacia wood, 2 cubits and a half long, and 1.5 cubits wide, and 1.5 cubits high. 2. And he overlaid it with pure gold, inside and outside. And he made for it a wreath of gold all around. 3. And he cast 4 rings of gold for it, on its 4 feet, 2 rings on its one side and 2 rings on its second side. 4. And he made palls of acacia wood, and he overlaid them with gold. 5. And he put the palls into the rings, on the sides of the ark, to carry the ark. 6. And he made a mercy seat of pure gold, 2.5 cubits long, and 1.5 cubits wide. 7. And he made 2 cherubs of gold, he made them of beaten work, from the 2 ends of the mercy seat. 8. 1 cherub here at one end, and 1 cherub here at the other end. He made the cherubs from the mercy seat, from its 2 ends. Pause.
9. And the cherubs were spreading out wings above, covering the mercy seat with their wings, their faces each toward the other. The faces of the cherubs were toward the mercy seat. 10. And he made the table of planks of acacia, 2 cubits long, and 1 cubit wide, and 1.5 cubits high. 11. And he overlaid it with pure gold, and he made for it a wreath of gold all around. 12. And he made for it a border of 1 hand's breadth all around, and he made a wreath of gold for its border all around. 13. And he cast for it 4 rings of gold, and he put the rings on the 4 corners, which were to its 4 feet. 14. The rings were near the border, the housings for the poles, to carry the table. 15. And he made the poles of acacia wood, and he overlaid them with gold, to lift up the table. 16. And he made the vessels which were on the table, its platters and its bowls, and its sacrificial cups, and its pitchers by which a drink offering is made, with pure gold. Pause.
17. And he made the lampstand of pure gold. He made the lampstand of beaten work, its side, and its branch, its calyxes, its knobs and its blossoms were from it. 18. And 6 branches went out from its sides, 3 branches of the lampstand from one side, and 3 branches of the lampstand from its second side. 19. 3 almond-like bowls were on the 1 branch, with knob and blossom, and 3 almond-like bowls on the 1 branch, with knob and blossom, so for the 6 branches, those going out from the lampstand. 20. And on the lampstand were 4 almond-like bowls, its knobs and its blossoms. 21. And a knob was under 2 branches of it, to the 6 branches, those going out from it. 22. The knobs and the branches of it were 1 beaten work of pure gold. 23. And he made its 7 lamps and its snuffers and its pans of pure gold. 24. He made it and all its vessels from 1 talent of pure gold. 25. And he made the altar of incense of acacia wood, its length 1 cubit, and its width 1 cubit, square. And its height was 2 cubits, its horns were of it. 26. And he overlaid it with pure gold, its top and its sides and its horns all around. And he made for it a wreath of gold all around. 27. And he made for it 2 rings of gold, from beneath its wreath, on its 2 corners, on its 2 sides, for housings for poles, to lift it. 28. And he made its poles of acacia wood, and he overlaid them with gold. 29. And he made the set apart oil of anointing, and the pure incense of fragrant spices, the work of a perfumer. Pause.
Chapter 38. Pause.
1. And he made the altar of the burnt offering of acacia wood, 5 cubits its length and 5 cubits its width, square, and its height was 3 cubits. 2. And he made its horns on its 4 corners, its horns were of it. And he overlaid it with bronze. 3. And he made all the vessels of the altar, the pots and the shovels and the sacrificial bowls, the flesh hooks and the fiery pans. He made all its vessels of bronze. 4. And he made a network of bronze grating for the altar, from below under its ledge, as far as its middle. 5, and he cast 4 rings in its 4 ends to the bronze grating, housings for the poles. 6, and he made the poles of acacia wood, and he overlaid them with bronze. 7, and he put the poles into the rings on the sides of the altar, to lift it with them. He made it hollow with planks. 8, and he made the laver bronze, and its base bronze, from the mirrors of the serving women, those assembling, who served at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. 9, and he made the court. To the side of the Negev, to the south, the curtains of the court were twined bleached linen, 100 by the cubit. 10, their pillars were 20 and their sockets 20, of bronze. The hooks of the pillars and their bands were silver. 11, and for the north side, 100 by the cubit, their pillars were 20 and their sockets 20, of bronze. The hooks of the pillars and their bands were silver. 12, and for the west side, curtains of 50 cubits, their pillars 10 and their sockets 10, the hooks of the pillars and her bands were silver. 13, and for the east side eastward 50 cubits, 14, curtains of 15 cubits to the side, their pillars 3 and their sockets 3. 15, and for the second side on this side and on that side to the opening of the court, curtains of 15 cubits, their pillars 3 and their sockets 3. 16, all the curtains of the court all around were twined bleached linen. 17, and the sockets for the pillars were bronze, the hooks of the pillars and their bands of silver. And the overlaying of their capitals were silver, and all the pillars of the court were banded with silver. Pause.
18, and the screen of the opening of the court was an embroiderer's work, blue and purple and crimson, and bleached twined linen, and 20 cubits long, and the height was 5 cubits in width, the curtains of the court joining. 19, and their pillars were 4, and their sockets 4, of bronze, their hooks silver, and the overlaying of their capitals and their bands were silver. 20, and all the pins for the tabernacle and for the court all around were bronze. 21, these are the numbered things of the tabernacle of the testimony, which were numbered at Moses instructed for the service of the Levites in the hand of Itamar, the son of Aaron the priest. 22, and Bezaleel the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, made all that Yahweh instructed Moses. Pause.
23, and with him Aholiab the son of Ahisamac, of the tribe of Dan, an engraver and a craftsman, and an embroiderer in blue and in purple and in crimson and in bleached linen. 24, all the gold used was for the work, in all the work of the sanctuary, and it was the gold of the wave offering, 29 talents and 730 shekels, by the shekel of the sanctuary. 25, and the silver of the numbered ones of the assembly was 100 talents, and 1775 shekels, by the shekel of the sanctuary. 26, a bekah for a head, half a shekel, by the shekel of the set apart place, for everyone passing over to those numbered, from a son of 20 years and upward, for 603,550 persons. 27, and the 100 talents of the silver were for casting the sockets of the sanctuary, and for the sockets of the veil, 100 sockets for 100 talents, a talent for a socket. 28, and the 1775 shekels he made into hooks for the pillars, and he overlaid their capitals and joined them. 29, and the bronze of the wave offering was 70 talents and 2,400 shekels. 30, and he made with it the sockets of the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the bronze altar and its bronze grating, and all the vessels of the altar. 31, and the sockets of the court all around, and the sockets of the opening of the court, and all the pins of the tabernacle, and all of the pins of the court all around were bronze. Pause.
Chapter 39, pause.
1, and from the blue and the purple and the crimson they made woven garments for serving in the sanctuary. And they made the set apart garments which were for Aaron, as Yahweh instructed Moses. 2, and he made the ephod of gold, blue, and purple, and crimson, and twine bleached linen. Pause.
3, and they beat out sheets of gold, and cut threads to work into the midst of the blue, and into the midst of the purple, and into the midst of the crimson, and into the midst of the bleached linen, the work of an artisan. 4. They made shoulder pieces for it, joined together. It was joined on its two ends. 5. And its fastening band was on it. It was of it, like its work, gold, blue, and purple, and crimson, and twined bleached linen, as Yahweh instructed Moses. 6. And they made stones of onyx set in plated work of gold, engraved with engravings of a sinnet, according to the names of the sons of Israel. 7. And he put them on the shoulder pieces of the ephod, memorial stones for the sons of Israel, as Yahweh instructed Moses. 8. And he made the breast pocket, a work of an artisan, like the work of the ephod, gold, blue, purple, and crimson, and twined bleached linen. 9. It was square. They made the breast pocket double, its length a span and its width a span, doubled. 10. And they set it in 4 rows of stones. 1 row, the first row, a ruby, a topaz and a carbuncle. 11. The second row, a turquoise, a sapphire and a jasper. 12. And the third row, a jacinth, an agate, and an amethyst. 13. And the fourth row, a chrysolite, an onyx, and a jasper. These set in their settings, plated work of gold. 14. And the stones were according to the names of the sons of Israel. They were 12 according to their names, the engravings of a sinnet, each according to his name, for the 12 tribes. 15. And they made cords of chains on the breast pocket, a work of pure gold cords. 16. And they made 2 gold platings and 2 golden rings. And they put the 2 rings on the 2 ends of the breast pocket. 17. And they put the 2 golden cords on the 2 rings, on the ends of the breast pocket. 18. And they put the 2 ends of the 2 cords on the 2 platings. And they put them on the shoulder pieces of the ephod, on the front of its face. 19. And they made 2 rings of gold, and they put them on the 2 ends of the breast pocket, on its edge, on the inward side of the ephod. 20. And they made 2 rings of gold, and they put them on the 2 shoulder pieces of the ephod from beneath, on the front of its face, near its joining, from above to the band of the ephod. 21. And they fastened the breast pocket from its rings to the rings of the ephod with a blue ribbon, to be on the ephod band, that the breast pocket not move itself from the ephod, as Yahweh instructed Moses. 22. And he made the robe of the ephod, skilled work, all of blue. 23. And the mouth of the robe in its middle was like the mouth of a corselet, the edge of its mouth all around, that it might not be torn. 24. And they made on the hems of the robe pomegranates of blue, and purple, and crimson, bleached, twined linen. Pause.
25. And they made bells of pure gold, and they put the bells in the midst of the pomegranates, all around on the hem of the robe, all around, among the pomegranates. 26. A bell and a pomegranate, a bell and a pomegranate on the hem of the robe all around for ministering, as Yahweh instructed Moses. 27. And they made the tunics of bleached linen, skilled work, for Aaron and for his sons. 28. Also the mitre was of bleached linen, and the turban of the caps of bleached linen, and the breeches of bleached, twined linen. 29. And the girdle was of twined bleached linen, and blue, and purple, and crimson, the work of an embroiderer, even as Yahweh instructed Moses. 30. And they made the plate of the set-apart crown of pure gold, and they wrote on it the writing of the engravings of a signet, set apart to Yahweh. 31. And they put a blue ribbon on it, to fasten it on the mitre from above, as Yahweh instructed Moses. 32. And all the work of the tabernacle of the congregation was finished. And the sons of Israel did according to all which Yahweh instructed Moses, so they did. 33. And they brought the tabernacle to Moses, the tent and all its vessels, its hooks, its boards, its bars, and its pillars, and its sockets, 34, and the cover of ram's skins dyed red, and the cover of dugong skins, and the veil of the covering, 35, the ark of the testimony, and its poles, and the mercy seat, 36, the table and all its vessels, and the bread of the presence, 37, the pure lampstand, its lamps, the lamps of arrangement and all its vessels, and the oil of the light, 38, and the altar of gold, and the oil of anointing, and the incense of fragrant spices, and the screen of the door of the tabernacle, 39, the bronze altar and bronze grating which was to it, its poles and all its vessels, the laver and its base, 40, the screen of the court, its pillars and its sockets, and the screen for the opening of the court, its cords and its pins, and all the vessels of the service of the tabernacle for the tabernacle of the congregation, 41, the woven garments for serving in the sanctuary, the set-apart garments for Aaron the priest, and the garments of his sons for serving as priests. 42, according to all which Yahweh instructed Moses, so did the sons of Israel, all the work. 43, and Moses saw all the work, and, behold, they had done it, as Yahweh instructed Moses, so they had done. And Moses blessed them. Pause.
Chapter 40, pause.
1, and Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, 2, on the first day of the month, on the first of the month, you shall raise up the tent of the tabernacle of the congregation. 3, and you shall put there the ark of testimony. And you shall cover the ark with a veil. 4, and you shall bring in the table and set in order its arrangement. And you shall bring in the lampstand and set up its lamps. 5, and you shall put the altar of gold for incense before the ark of testimony. And you shall set up the screen of the door of the tabernacle. 6, and you shall set up the altar of burnt offerings before the door of the tent of the tabernacle of the congregation. 7, and you shall put the laver between the tabernacle of the congregation and the altar. And you shall put water there. Pause.
8. And you shall set up the court all around. And you shall place the screen of the opening of the court. 9. And you shall take the oil of anointing, and you shall anoint the tabernacle and all that is in it. And you shall sanctify it and all its vessels. And it shall become set apart. 10. And you shall anoint the altar of burnt offering and all its vessels, and you shall sanctify it and the altar shall become most set apart. 11. And you shall anoint the liver and its base, and you shall sanctify it. 12. And you shall cause to draw near Aaron and his sons to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and you shall wash them with water. 13. And you shall clothe Aaron with the set-apart garments, and you shall anoint him and sanctify him, and he shall serve as priest to me. 14. And you shall cause his sons to draw near, and you shall clothe them with tunics. 15. And you shall anoint them as you anointed their father, and they shall serve as priests to me, and their anointing shall be for an everlasting priesthood for their generations. 16. And Moses did so, according to all that Yahweh instructed him. So he did. 17. And it happened in the first month, in the second year, on the first of the month, the tabernacle was raised up. 18. And Moses raised up the tabernacle, and he gave its sockets, and he set up its boards, and he gave its bars, and he raised up its pillars. 19. And he spread out the tent over the tabernacle, and he put the cover of the tent over it from above, as Yahweh instructed Moses. 20. And he took and gave the testimony into the ark, and he put the poles on the ark, and he gave the mercy seat on the ark from above. 21. And he caused the ark to go in into the tabernacle, and he placed the veil of the covering, and he covered over the ark of testimony, as Yahweh instructed Moses. 22. And he gave the table into the tabernacle of the congregation, on the side of the tabernacle, northward outside the veil. 23. And he set the bread in order on it before the face of Yahweh, as Yahweh instructed Moses. 24. And he put the lampstand in the tabernacle of the congregation, opposite the table, on the side of the tabernacle southward. 25. And he set up the lamps before Yahuwah, as Yahuwah had instructed Moses. 26. And he set up the altar of gold in the tabernacle of the congregation, before the veil. 27. And he burned on it incense of fragrant spices, as Yahuwah instructed Moses. Pause.
28. And he set up the screen of the door to the tabernacle. 29. And he put the altar of burnt offering at the door of the tent of the tabernacle of the congregation. And he offered up on it the burnt offering and the food offering, as Yahuwah instructed Moses. 30. And he put the laver between the tabernacle of the congregation and the altar. And he gave there water for washing. 31. And from it Moses and Aaron and his sons washed their hands and their feet. 32. As they came into the tabernacle of the congregation, and as they drew near to the altar, they would wash, as Yahuwah instructed Moses. 33. And he raised up the court all around the tabernacle and the altar. And he gave the screen of the opening of the court. And Moses finished the work. 34. And the cloud covered the tabernacle of the congregation, and the glory of Yahuwah filled the tabernacle. 35. And Moses was not able to come into the tabernacle of the congregation because the cloud dwelt on it. And the glory of Yahuwah filled the tabernacle. 36. And as the cloud went up from the tabernacle, the sons of Israel pulled up stakes in all their travels. 37. And if the cloud did not go up, then they did not pull up stakes until the day it went up. 38. For the cloud of Yahuwah was on the tabernacle by day, and fire was on it by night, before the eyes of all the house of Israel and all their pulling up of stakes.